In the meanwhile, let me now turn to some historical details, because at the turn of the century, Cowley was a sleepy Oxfordshire village, and it might well have remained so if it hadn't been for the pioneering spirit of a young bicycle maker. That bicycle maker saw the potential of the mass-produced car and proceeded not only to transform Cowley, but also to create the largest industry in Oxford itself. The man's name was William Morris. Nicola Davis now takes a look at the first 50 years of the Morris Empire.
The 12th century gave it a fine little church, and the 15th century gave its church a fine little tower. But it's the 20th century that has brought it a fame spread far beyond the boundaries of Oxfordshire. That's Arthur Mee talking about Oxfordshire and summing up the early history of Cowley, a sleepy Oxfordshire village transformed by the entrepreneurial Lord Nuffield, perhaps better known as William Morris. William Richard Morris was born in October 1877, 6 years before Daimler produced the first petrol-driven engine and 8 years before Benz produced the first car. His career began at the age of 16 with repairing and selling bicycles, and he didn't produce his first car until he was 36, that's 1912. This car, which became known as the Bullnose Morris, provided stodgily reliable transport and served as Britain's answer to Henry Ford's Model T in satisfying the desire for a mass-produced car, and it was available for the princely sum of £180. To build this popular car, Morris was forced to move to larger premises. Preferring to stay in rural Oxfordshire, he bought a disused military training college at Temple Cowley. For the next couple of decades or so, Morris was highly successful. His formula, producing limited models and keeping prices low, meant that by 1927 he was the largest producer in Europe, making some 61,000 cars a year and employing over 5,000 people. The Morris factory, together with the pressed steel factory next door, offering short hours and higher wages, inevitably attracted workers from the rural areas, and by 1936 the drift from the farm to the factory was 50%, many travelling in from the satellite villages around Oxford. Despite competition from other British manufacturers, the Morris Empire at Cowley continued to expand, albeit slowly, and by 1939, with the emergence of the Series 1-8, Morris reached their first million cars. Expansion continued after the war, reaching a workforce of over 10,000. Then in 1952, Morris merged with Austin to form the British Motor Corporation. This resulted in a gradual process of rationalisation and the birth of Britain's most successful and possibly best-loved car, the Mini. Eventually, the Austin Morris Empire was swallowed up in the late 1960s by the emergence of British Leyland, ensuring that Cowley has remained, with Longbridge, the main centre for volume car production. William Morris died in 1963, before the recent problems in the car industry really took hold. His cars may have been stodgily reliable, but they filled a market need and provided one of the greatest success stories in the history of British industry.
Nicola Davies and a brief history of the Morris factory.